Well, the Republican Party of Virginia has decided this Saturday to rescind the loyalty statement of affirmation it wanted voters to sign for the March 1st presidential primary. State Board of Elections backed the measure, and in many cases, people, including members of the caucus, said that they were against this requirement. Presidential candidate Donald Trump criticized the RPV, and not long after, three Trump supporters from Virginia filed a lawsuit which was supposed to move forward, that is, until today. Now, joining us now to talk about what's next in this case is the plaintiff's attorney, Chuck Smith. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. And before we get into what is next, can you briefly explain to the listeners why people felt slighted by the loyalty statement?
Well, first, let me do this. Let me read a prepared statement, and then I'll answer your question. This, of course, is a great victory. It's a shame that it took a lawsuit to expose the embarrassing antics of the State Board of Elections. We appreciate the Republican Party of Virginia for having the courage to finally do the right thing and pull the loyalty oath. We urge the State Board of Elections to promptly do the same until they do. However, we will continue to pursue all rights and remedies, and my clients look forward to exercising their right to vote free of governmental interference and voting for Donald Trump. That's my prepared statement. This case came about with three pastors who just felt that the antics, the actions, if you will, of the State Board of Elections in setting up criteria infringed on their right to vote. They had a constitutional right to vote without any infringement, their First Amendment right, 14th Amendment right, and of course there were voting rights violations as well, as we feel, as we stated in the complaint, that there were violations of their of the state law, which specifically said that these actions cannot be obtained unless they first meet criteria, which one is 90-day requirement, and the second is that it must be the party itself that creates the form and not the state board.
Well, now you've already alluded to this, and that is that the RPV did change its mind, but there's another component to this, which you've talked about. That's the opinion by the presiding judge, Hannah Locke. She said that this case raises questions about the SBE's duties to avoid voter confusion and preserve the integrity of an order and the electoral process. Is that now remedied? Does the SBE have some housekeeping to do, or does this leave the door open for litigation on your part later?
Well, let me say this, since the case is still pending, as you know, we filed a notice of appeal. We are properly within the Fourth Circuit. I disagreed with Judge Locke. She's a judge. I'm not. She gets to make these decisions. I respect her decision, although I disagree with it, which is why we sought an injunction pending appeal in both courts, and we're now properly in the Fourth Circuit. That the Republican Party has done the right thing. We expect the state board to do the right thing. But our push has always been for democracy. Democracy works when the people are able to vote for their elected officials. And as we stated in our complaint, when you infringe upon that, you run into many areas. Listen, Virginia has not had a very good history in the area of voting rights and discrimination. And this action by the state board, as we've claimed in our complaints, really takes us back to the dark days and the dark periods of Virginia's history. So we're hoping that the state board will do the right thing. If it does not, of course, we're properly within the Fourth Circuit, and we will be seeking our pursuing our remedies before the circuit court judge.
And let me ask you finally, now, State Senator Chad Peterson is pushing legislation to prevent something like this from happening again. In either party, do you or your clients think that you'll be publicly supporting this measure?
You know, personally, I know I would support it. I have not seen it, but I would support anything that preserves democracy. I would support anything that preserves the rights of the citizens to vote in state-funded elections. I cannot speak for my clients because I have not asked them. I would guess that since they had the courage and bravery to bring this lawsuit in the first place, that they would also be in support of actions that would allow people free of any infringement on their voting rights to cast their vote for their elected officials. Listen, this ultimately is a process where if the Republican Party had not pulled it, would deny someone the right, as we've maintained, to vote for the President of the United States in the nomination process. In other words, they would not get to pick the menu of those individuals who would be in the general election. And I think, as we've expressed in our complaint, that is a grave error. This strikes at so many levels. We're just so happy that the party has decided to do the right thing. And we're confident and hopeful that the court, if the state board does not, we're hopeful the court will see it our way and will allow democracy to prevail.
Understood. Chuck Smith, attorney for the plaintiff suing over the Republican Party of Virginia's now rescinded loyalty pledge. Thanks again for joining us here on WTOP.
Excellent. Thank you so much for having us.
You're very welcome.